It is our distinct honor and privilege to welcome to the program the one, the only, Christine Chavez in Save Water Santa Fe. Good morning.
Good morning, Esteban.
It's great to see you.
Oh, it's so great to see you. Nice to be in the studio today.
Yes, indeed. And I know there's a lot to talk about. We're going a lot of things that you and I were getting prepped on before the program. But I have to ask you, we've had such a wonderful winter. Kind of just like your overall thoughts about all this snow and stuff.
Well, it's different, right? I mean, rain in January, it's kind of interesting. I mean, we did know that it was going to be a wet winter. And by that, they kind of mean more rain than snow. But the mountains looked covered in snow yesterday.
Beautiful,
so,
right?
Yeah, I think we're in good shape. It's always good to be in a position where we feel like we're getting more moisture than, oh my gosh, you know, we're not getting anything.
Do you ski?
You know, no, I was part of that. Do you remember back in the day in Santa Fe when you were like in sixth grade?
Yeah.
The elementary schools would take you up to the mountain to
winter days.
Yeah. Yep. That's where I learned to ski, was through the public schools back then.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool. I wish they would still offer that to our kids.
But I know.
Something happened. I think there was a bus issue or something.
Well, I love just looking at the mountains, and I love seeing that beautiful white covered top there with all the snow, and you know, it kind of reminds me, like you said, when we were, you know, in elementary, and all the excitement that came with making those kinds of trips. Really, 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 really cool. Well, Christine, how's Save Water Santa Fe doing? How's the Water Conservation Office?
Well, thank you. It's great to give an update. Well, one of the big changes is, you know, now we have the radio show on Friday mornings.
Yes. Welcome to Friday morning.
Welcome to Friday mornings. What a great spot.
It's a great way to end the week with a lot of this wonderful knowledge and great conversation.
Yes.
So welcome to this new spot.
I know. We're really excited about it. We're starting to get the word out. But for all of you who have listened to the show, tune in on Friday mornings. And we also do record the shows and we put them up on our website, Save Water Santa Fe. So if there's a show that you missed in the past or you want to listen to some past shows, you can always go onto our website and find that.
Fabulous. SaveWaterSantaFe.com. Now, this scorecard, what is this scorecard that we were chatting about earlier before the program? There's this water scorecard or something? Or?
Yes. So the scorecard sounds kind of funny. Just the, you know, we're so excited about our scorecard. But, you know, let's see, I just hit my 8-year anniversary with the city of Santa Fe.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It went by so fast.
Yes.
It always does, I guess. But when I first got here, you know, the program had already been so successful. I mean, you know, there was so much work done, you know, by my predecessors and the city itself. And but we didn't have a way to measure our efforts or track them. And so our Water Conservation Committee, which is made up of, you know, it's a volunteer citizen group, that committee is chaired by Councilor Romero Worth. They helped me develop a scorecard. And the way it works is, you know, we always ask for public input on it before we develop it. And then the Water Conservation Committee really helps me develop it. And so we have it on the agenda to be approved next Tuesday night at our Water Conservation Committee meeting. And basically it's a 6-page document that kind of gives me my marching orders for the year. So once it's approved, me and my staff take a step back. We divide out all the programs, figure out what resources we need, and we just start implementation. And already, Esteban, I mean, we're always really busy in the spring up until the Next Generation Water Summit, but already we're starting to get called to do presentations with the libraries, you know, with the different organizations. Earth Day is going to be here before we know it. So it's a great way for us to kind of plan and, you know, figure out how we're going to do all the things that we usually do in a year.
Yeah, you know, that's really impressive. The scorecard, you're coming up with, you know, your KPIs, so to speak, maybe, and which is stuff that's measurable and something that I've always admired about your office. And then also your community outreach that you've always done with both the residents and the businesses. And I know there is a lot of outreach and conversations with the communities that you guys do. and you take that back and you discuss it with the committee, and then you keep on refining it and keep on doing things to just make the program better and better and better each time. And so that's something that I always felt like is really impressive. And I just wanted to commend all of you guys with the Water Division for doing that.
Well, thank you. It sounds kind of nerdy to be so excited about, you know, a planning document.
Geeking out on H2O.
You know, geeking out. But for, you know, for our community, that you can go onto our website and you can see the scorecard. In July of every year, we give you a six-month update on where we're at. And then the whole month of July, we collect input to develop the following year's scorecard. And this year is kind of special because we're leading up to a brand new water conservation plan. And so we're writing a 10-year plan that will start up in 2025. And so this whole year, the Water Division and the Water Conservation Office are collecting public input, you know, at several different times. You know, we have Jesse giving the What's Up with Water webinar in April, our public outreach in July, and the Next Generation Water Summit. And then in September, we're going to be doing some additional public input on our long-range water plan. And so I know everyone's so busy and it's hard to get out to some of these things, but we really do bank on the fact that the public really comes out to help us and guide us and tell us what they want. I mean, we constantly say that we're a public input driven program, and it's never us just, you know, behind the door or me, you know, trying to figure out what we're going to do. You know, it's definitely public led. And with the help of the Water Conservation Committee, I feel like we have layers of public input and discussion that get us to a place where we've been really well supported.
Right on. Well, this is Save Water Santa Fe with Christine Chavez. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
The City of Santa Fe Water Division makes it easy to track your water consumption on an hourly, daily, or monthly basis with the new app for your smartphone. Download the new Ion Water app to keep track of your water use and to make sure you don't have any leaks. To download the app, go to ionwater.com or link through savewatersantafe.com. For direct assistance, please call 955-4333. And remember, saving water is always in season.
For tamales, burritos, quesadillas, and more, Poses has what you're craving for.
Feed your craving, New Mexico. Poses Tamale Factory and Restaurant has been catering to Santa Fe and northern New Mexico for over 30 years, now offering the same lip-smacking catering to Albuquerque. Call 820-POSA or go to santafetamales.com. Chips, salsa, guacamole, taco bars, tamale pies, enchiladas, and Frito pie stations. Poses Tamale Factory and Restaurant.
KSWV Radio. We're back with Save Water Santa Fe with your host, Christine Chavez. And we're talking this morning. We started out with talking about some of the initiatives that you have with your scorecard. But you have some stuff coming up, don't you?
Well, we do. So, you know, right up front, we do have in April, we have the What's Up with Water webinar. And our Water Division Director, Jesse Roach, does a really great job, you know, not only presenting to the governing body, but also to the public on, you know, what is our water situation. You know, every year he gives this report. And he's done a real good job actually being sort of the face of the division and providing that messaging. And we're hoping to get a lot of people involved in that. But then our education tours start up, you know, as soon as it starts to get warmer, you know, we have another 20-some watershed tours that Ramon Coris, our education lead in our office, helps facilitate. And so we're really excited about that. I mean, in the background, we have this gigantic education program that runs really smoothly with the help of Ramon and, of course, the Santa Fe Watershed Association. So that's really exciting. And then on the commercial end, on the WaterWise end, you know, we have Glenn Schiffbauer from the Santa Fe Green Chamber of Commerce involved. And Patricio Pacheco from our office is sort of the program lead for this. But you know, we're starting to look at where we can really look for opportunities to save water and to also address some of our social equity goals. And so we're starting to look out in the city for multifamily or apartment complexes that were built, you know, earlier, like before 2018. They have inefficient appliances that we want to go in and try to replace. And so instead of providing a rebate for a single family home for two toilets, we're going after an entire complex where we're going to be changing out hundreds of toilets. It's called the Direct Install Program, and we're partnering with our sustainability team to see if we can also address some energy efficiency as well with a company called iCast. So we were in a really exciting meeting yesterday where I think we're going to have just this really great partnership, and we're just, you know, checking boxes on tons of goals and saving a ton of water and energy. So building that energy water nexus and how much water may be conserved in that effort, I think, is something we're going to pilot. So we're excited about that.
That social equity project that you have, the direct install, being able to just go into complexes and do them all at the same time, that is really important. And I'm glad that the approach is like that, rather than the one by one that you talked about. Really helps ensure that the families that need it the most are getting it.
Right.
And so that's a very good thing.
Yeah, we're excited about it. It's our program is really all about partnerships. You know, we talk about that all the time. The reason why we're so successful is because we're always in partnership or in a collaboration of some sort. And so working with our sustainability team, I think, is going to be really exciting as we figure out, you know, how do these two departments, you know, achieve both of our goals and, you know, just combine our resources and efforts to do that. So just want to give a shout out to Allison Long. Mm-hmm. With our sustainability team. I mean, she's just been outstanding, and she's partnering with Francesca Shirley, who is another superstar out in the water division. And it's just great to see them come together and be like, oh, we've got it all figured out. I left the meeting like, oh man, these women got it. They're going to knock this out.
Glenn Schiffbauer being part of that Water Jedi Council that I, you and Glenn and, like, you know, all the others that we talk about in the Next Gen's Water Summit and everyone that, you know, puts that stuff together. You guys are, you know, the Jedis of the water world, if you will. So
yeah,
a big shout out to him as well.
Yeah, to all of them. You know, it's such a great opportunity for me. I mean, I really love the work that I do, but mostly because I just work with the most amazing people here in the city, whether it's, you know, within our group or, you know, external partners, you know, Glenn Schiffbauer. I mean, we do everything with Glenn. But since you brought up the Next Generation Water Summit, you know, that's coming up too. And that's, you know, I can't tell you, I mean, probably our scorecard, the summit is probably a third of it, you know, with all of the different goals that we meet, you know, our community outreach, you know, the education for my staff or city staff. I mean, it's just an amazing opportunity. And this year, the summit will be held in June. It will be free for all city and county customers to attend again. And it's going to be held at the Roundhouse.
Wow, the People's House.
I am so excited.
That is exciting.
Oh my gosh, I just love going into the Roundhouse anyway, but to be there for 2 days learning about water and just what an exciting opportunity. So shout out to Glenn Schiffbauer for securing that venue.
Nice. Well, you know, the Roundhouse, the People's House, we have these water experts from across the country coming in to have this conversation that you lead, that the city leads, this thought leadership conversation on water. And it's a wonderful venue to showcase a lot of New Mexico's, you know, what we're about as a state, the rotunda, the capital right there. That's very impressive. That's going to be great. So talk about, like, you know, great meeting space and breakout space and gathering space. That's an awesome. So yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited. Yeah. I'm going to be there with you. Yeah. So we'll be bringing all the live action to our folks out there. But, good job.
Yeah. Oh, no, there's so many exciting things, you know. It's funny when we just go through the administrative process of trying to put this scorecard into place. But if you get online and if you take a look at it, I think it's really impressive, all the work that we do, you know, across the city, you know, multiple partnerships, pilot programs, residential work, commercial work, you know, work with businesses. I mean, it's such a great... It's a great plan, and I'm excited. We usually do a really great job at, you know, getting at most of those goals. And when we don't, it's nice to try to understand why, you know, what resources do we need the following year to maybe, you know, get a little bit further. But it's a really great tool.
You know, when you talk about businesses, big kudos to our businesses here in Santa Fe that have, joined in the WaterWise, being able to, you know, help with the goal of water conservation. And I know that SaveWaterSantaFe.com has a number of different businesses in our community that do that, in restaurants. And so when we think about where we're going to go out to eat and what we're going to do, it's nice to support businesses that are taking care of our water and doing their share of water conservation. So head on over to SaveWaterSantaFe.com, Kano, to be able to, you know, check out some of the list of these businesses.
Yeah, we have over 200 now that That's have awesome. Participated. And, you know, that program came out of public input. You know, we were told by the public when we wrote our five-year plan that they wanted us to hold businesses accountable, you know, and really try to highlight those businesses that were going above and beyond to use water most efficiently in their practices. And so look for that WaterWise, you know, label outside of or decal outside of those businesses, because they have participated. They have undergone extensive, you know, audit of all of their, everything that they do, and have implemented some of the recommendations that we have provided. And so it's nice to recognize those who have done that. And of course, yeah. You know, the public really wanted us to do that. So it's great to see that all come together.
And boy, did Bob Wood hold us accountable. We're not a restaurant, but our studios, we do have a couple of facilities here, bathroom facilities. And Bob gave me a nice friendly reminder that I needed to change my toilet out to a low flow toilet. And this was years and years and years ago. And I was like, he's doing his job. He's doing such a good, but he did it in such a nice way. And it absolutely loved it. But even here, I mean, everybody could do their part. You don't necessarily have to just be a restaurant. You could be any business, any commercial, just as simple as what we have here to trying to do our share. But love the fact that that's, and I remember when you did your first, you guys were working with your first business partner, and now you just said you have over 200.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's quite a milestone.
Oh, it's great. You know, that program, you know, now we work with restaurants, hotels, commercial shopping centers. We just added medical facilities to that. We're piloting some state buildings now and trying to see how we can help them bring their water use down. So it keeps growing. And Glenn does a really great job there, the Santa Fe Community College. And Patricio this year is going to be helping me, you know, take the lead with that WaterWise program. So
hey, Patricio, send a shout out to Patricio and Ramon and all the crew there.
Yes. Yeah. And yeah, you did mention Bob. Bob, you know, we have Patricio focusing on commercial work. We have Ramon doing all the education with the kids. And then Bob's really focusing on the outdoor sector. And he's developed a whole program to try to identify big leaks. He's calling people every day, you know, trying to resolve them. And I mean, we get a lot of great feedback about Bob's work. You know, had he not notified a customer of that situation, you know, the problem could have been so much worse. So much more money would be on the table for that. But he's great. You know,
he's such a gentleman about it. I tell you too. I shared our experience, and he's just perfect person to be doing this. So
yeah.
That's great that that's happening.
Oh, yeah. Such a great team.
Yeah. And, you know, of course, yourself and your crew there, you, Christine, I mean, this is great. Your committee, everybody working together on all these different initiatives. Looking forward to all of the events that are coming up on the horizon, as you mentioned, and everything that you guys have been doing. And so thank you for that. It's all great. Any other items that we want to share with the public before we hate to see you go? I mean, you can stay here forever. If you have some classic hit songs that you want us to play, just like Bob comes in with a song or two, you know, that, and he has a great classic hit library in his mind there. I tell you that he comes up with some good ones. But anything else you want to share with folks?
No, you know, just thanks everybody for listening. You know, we do plan on bringing in lots of different guests this year. You know, Bob will be on the show as well. And so for all of you listening, you know, our new time is Friday mornings at 8 a.m. Our website, SaveWaterSantaFe.com, where you can look at all of the things that we talked about today, as well as find additional resources on spring planting coming up. And, you know, spring's going to be here before we know it. But, you know, we also just want to really open it up to our listeners. You know, if there's somebody who you feel should be on the show, somebody you feel we should interview, somebody you feel we should be partnering with, an education program, a school program, you know, maybe you have a granddaughter in school that needs something, you know, just keep us in mind. I feel like that's how we always make our connections, is by people bringing those suggestions to us. So please contact me, give me your feedback, and it's just great to be back, and you know, look forward to doing the show this year.
Well, Christine, welcome to this new slot on Friday mornings. Really happy to be here with you in our studios, and it's great to see you. And all the best to everyone there at the Water Conservation Office that does the heavy lifting to do all the work here, and we appreciate it. And a lot of the unsung heroes in our community are those that often don't get noticed for their work efforts, and thank you for recognizing everyone and that you guys work with, and many others that keep working day in and day out for the public, and appreciate you. And look forward to right here on KSWV Radio Friday mornings, Save Water Santa Fe. You have a great weekend.
Thanks, Esteban.